in AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be getting a little bit cooler and then chilly for the weekend. Daytime temperatures this weekend likely to be in the 40s and low 50s, with nights dropping to 35 to 40. Overnight, though, it stayed in the 70s. It'll drop a bit this morning and be mostly in the 60s this afternoon as the wind settles down. We'll have some sunshine. Tonight, going down to 42 inland, 48 lakeside. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 66. Then for Thursday, a morning shower or two, otherwise clouds breaking for some sun. The high about 58 degrees on Thursday. Looks like it'll be chilly again Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400. WRJM.
Muchas gracias, EA. Right now, it's sunny throughout the region. In Jim Cruiser's Kenosha, it is 67 degrees. In Burlington at the airport, 64. At Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, it's mostly sunny, 67 degrees. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters in beautiful Racine, at WRJM, 67 degrees. The wind is out of the northwest at 15 miles an hour. The dew point is at 57 degrees, the relative humidity at 70%, and the barometric pressure is rising at 29.67. It is 13 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome in to this tremendous hour of power on a Tuesday morning, where we acknowledge during this 60-minute time frame what we know to be true 24/7, don't we, beautiful humans, that knowledge is indeed power. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio with my tag team partner on Community Conversations, Mark Eichhorst, and he is the county executive of the great county of Kenosha, the aforementioned James Cruiser. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful day in Kenosha County.
Really is. I mean, you got some big news, and the economic outlook for Kenosha County just improved dramatically. Please inform the folks.
Well, this morning I was at a gathering with the governor of the state of Wisconsin.
Hold on for a second. Governor Walker was there?
He was there.
Oh, so he got...
John Antoranium, the mayor of Kenosha.
He got back from New Jersey. He couldn't meet with Donald Trump yesterday, you know, in Green Bay, because he was in New Jersey. But he got back from New Jersey to come to Kenosha for this big announcement. That's good. That shows that Kenosha County and the county executive of Kenosha has a higher priority than the Republican presidential nominee. I think that speaks very highly for your community, sir.
Well, I appreciate you doing your analysis the way you did it. So, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years, we've had over 6,000 jobs created down here and almost $1 billion worth of development funds spent on buildings, private investment in Kenosha County. And this is another 115, it may grow beyond that, of a Colbert Packaging Company, and it's a firm that does packaging for consumer and pharmaceutical markets, and it has two leased buildings in Illinois. Their CFO ran some numbers and said, Kenosha, Southeast Wisconsin is the place to do business, and they're moving here.
So are they moving out of Illinois to come to Kenosha?
They are, and they're expanding. They have a larger footprint for a growth pattern that they'll see beyond 2020. And, you know, they're looking in terms of 2020, 2030, and 2040 of what their needs are going to be.
Where were they in Illinois?
So that's, pardon?
Where were they in Illinois?
They were, let's see, it's 30 minutes to Kenosha from where they were, and it's 30 minutes to Chicago where they were, but it's a lot quicker to get to Kenosha.
I see. So it's a logistic.
The manager of the company actually has a home in Sturgeon Bay. And I got a feeling he's a Packers fan, so he's just coming home. That's what's going on here. It's a good thing.
So it really wasn't an economic decision. It was an emotional decision by Colbert Packaging.
Oh, no. It was an economic decision. But there's, you know, those intangibles tend to help sometimes.
Did they give you any specific...
No, it's a really good family. And the thing about family-owned firms that move here and putting $25 million into the buying the building and the renovation of it and moving is that there tend to be less volatile like the stock market, or to be bought out and then moved around. It's family-owned. They intend on staying family-owned. And those type of companies, that and kennel, tend to have more stability through the high economic times and the lower economic times, which has really helped strengthen the fabric of the Kenosha Racine community.
But what was specifically was the allure of Kenosha and Kenosha County compared to where they were in Illinois?
They looked at a number of options in Illinois, and they looked at the options in Wisconsin, and they said, Kenosha is where we want to be. A lot of their people, a number of them, want to eventually move up here and live in this area. And, they looked on the upward trend where we're going, and tax climate, our AA bond, a AA plus bond rating, and the quality of life here. And they said, you know what, all things considered, and the economics on the bottom line, which are better off here in Wisconsin than Illinois, put those things together, and that's why they want to be in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
He is Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruser. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation. We're talking about this very good news economically for Southeast Wisconsin this morning. County Executive, what can government do more to lure companies to our region?
Well, when you're attracting, manufacturing, we've always been one or two per capita in the nation in manufacturing. And I think we need to keep on to our manufacturing like we have in Kenosha and Racine on a number of areas. Indiana is the other one that we switched places with as far as manufacturing. We also need to be looking for jobs that are going to be that millennials will want to work at because we're getting older. Now, out of the three counties, Kenosha is the youngest, but we need to and relatively compared to like northwestern Wisconsin or northeastern Wisconsin, our three counties are much younger than the people up there just by the census tracts. And if you want to keep young people here, you need to have quality of life amenities. You need to have Wi-Fi downtown. You need to have places where they want to go. You want to have your company be on the cutting edge where they can be using an iPhone. They can be doing things. I mean, most of these companies are doing that. You're finding some that aren't doing that, having a difficulty retaining quality employees.
Well, I moved here to Racine County a year ago, so I definitely increased the aging situation in Racine County. And a guy that
and the wealth.
Well, we won't go there right now. I wouldn't necessarily say that, but we're trying. I pay my taxes, I'll say that. And a guy that has been holding down his own life and, of course, increasing the aging population, here is Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst.
County Executive, what type of jobs, what type of variety of jobs will be created by this move?
There's going to be dollars, it's going to be about $12 an hour plus benefits for the lower-end manufacturing jobs. And obviously a lot of their management positions are going to make much more than that and their other areas that they have within that firm. So they're going to be transplanting most of them. Like I said, a lot of them are going to be moving here. But then they also said they plan on opening a new line here in the near future, and they're going to be hiring locally. So they want to get plugged into Gateway Technical College and our job center so that people from Kenosha and Racine can be employed there. Some of these will be long-term employment. Some will be entry-level jobs that then people, once they have a skill, they might go somewhere else because, as you know, the wages are starting to move up in southeastern Wisconsin based on the fact they need more and more employees. So it's a good situation for people who want a job. I would say if you really wanted a job now, you should be able to get one in one form or fashion.
Do you know how many people?
The best way to find your next job is to have a job.
How many people are they going to be employing?
115.
And that's what they're moving here, 115, or is that projected out? Wow.
No. So they're moving up that many. They're spending, $25 million on this, and they're moving forward. And they're on a cutting edge. They're looking for the future here. It's going to be fascinating. Kenall came here with, I think, 450 projections of 600. They're over 600, and they're going to be moving on more. growing and growing by leaps and bounds, especially with their new invention of the medical light that disinfects surgery and hospital rooms.
Well, we could all use
lighting that.
That
kills the organisms.
Yeah, some of the people that get the most sick are people that are spending time in hospitals. That's a very important invention. What kind of tax incentives did you give them to move here?
Well, I know that the city gave them an agreement to provide $500,000 in development funds, upon agreement of them relocating here. The county gave them $250,000, and the state gave a sizable amount, of which I don't have the details in front of me. I think it was on tax credits on the back end. So, in all, it was a they had some advantages of coming here. In the end, they're still spending $25 million and building out a building that was built out by a local contractor and getting leased out. It wasn't leased out at the time, and now we have a tenant for that, and people are going to be working under that rooftop.
What else?
And more spec buildings will probably be built in the future.
What other economic developments are on tap for Kenosha County right now?
You know, there's going to be a couple more announcements by the end of this year. And there's some pretty exciting ones coming up, but it would be premature to let them go. But this is not the end of the announcements for 2016. I'm just going to give you a few teasers that are going to happen, and they aren't going to necessarily happen east of the eye. So there you go. Good stuff, and expansions are going on in the works. So that's going on. But there is an exciting thing also happening at 4 o'clock today.
What's that?
We're having a ribbon cutting at KD Park in Kenosha County, Western Kenosha County. We just got done paving. The park will be open. It was closed while we were paving a main road into the park that has never been paved before. It was only an entrance where you had to hike in and hike around, and now there'll be a parking area for people to go there. And if you haven't been to KD Park, Western Kenosha County, it borders Randall, Twin Lakes, and Wheatland. And where they intersect is an old gravel pit, which is now a pristine lake and hiking trails built by at-risk youth all the way around it. And it's just you think you're up in Trempealeau County when you're walking around that hiking trail.
Well, you got a beautiful day for it. You're going to have those big ribbon-cutting scissors at the ceremony?
Well, yeah, you know, we may do that, or we may have to build a fire with, with a stick and a string, and we'll burn it the old-fashioned way out of that more rural, rustic park that we have.
Can you do that?
I can do that, but I'm not going to do it today, because we have to probably be on a time frame. You know, but if I was on Survivor, man, you want to pick me.
I have a very good friend who was on Survivor, Michaela Marie.
Really?
Yeah, from Tampa. Yeah,
awesome.
She went quite a ways in Survivor. You watch that show?
I do once in a while, and I go, yeah, I wouldn't make it here. I wouldn't make it there. It's quite a deal. I've done some high adventure camping before.
Really?
With the older scouts and Eagle Scouts, yes.
Well, you are a rugged guy. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's part of a good health too. You got to have a little. Excitement too, right? Get a little risk.
That's a very good point. He is the healthy county executive from Kenosha, Jim Kruiser. So you mentioned Mayor Antaramian. Do you know about the big bet that we had?
I don't.
Yeah. So when when I had him on, Mark and I are big Cubs fans, and the Brewers were playing the Cubs, and so we were talking about the upcoming game, and Mayor Antaramian from Kenosha came on, and he said that. The Brewers were going to triumph over our Chicago Cubs that particular day. And I asked him if he wanted to bet. And he said, sure. And I said, what do you want to bet? He said, what do you want to bet? I said, I'll bet you a Kringle. And, of course, the Cubs beat the Brewers that day. And last week, Mayor Antaramian paid up on his bet in person with a delicious turtle Kringle right here in the studio. That's a man of his word right there.
Man of his word and a great American.
So you Bears are a Packers fan?
I am a Packers fan.
All right, so you want to bet on Thursday night's game?
You got it.
All right, so what
I'll take the Packers, and we'll bet a Kringle.
Well, no. We already have the Kringle.
We
got to come up with something different. How about this? How about lunch at the Brat Stop?
done.
All right, but we get the points, right?
You just said, how about lunch at the Brat Stop? I agreed. Now you're trying points on a team that just got beat by Dallas.
At a team that got beat at home up 13 in the fourth quarter against the vaunted Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chicago Bears. All right, straight up, Bears and Packers for a brat. That sounds good.
You got it.
Well, everybody's in a good mood with the great economic news in Kenosha County. He is County Executive Jim Kruser. As always, sir, appreciate you taking the time, and something tells me I'm going to owe you a brat. But I will see you down in Kenosha County.
Sounds like a plan. You have a good day. Anyone wants to contact me, they can call me, 653-2600, and you have a great day.
You as well. There he goes, Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruser. All right. So it's on now.
Yep.
Do you know what the point spread is yet?
No, I haven't checked yet. It's only Tuesday, so usually, I mean, I could have... If you were going to be gone, like sometimes this happened, I could have got it this early. But because we're going to be back on Thursday, I usually wait till then. Because sometimes those spreads can change.
So we always pick the Packers games, the Bears games, and a wild card.
Yeah.
This week, the Packers are playing the Bears.
So we'll have two wild
we'll have
games.
Two wild card games.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. That was stupid of me to bet that, wasn't it?
Well... You never know.
Brian Hoyer's been playing better, not last game so much, although they had that game in hand, the Bears.
They did.
Oh, my God, was that a disaster. They are really, that franchise, Papa Bear is rolling in his grave. I wonder where he's buried. Is he buried at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest?
I don't think so.
No? I'm thinking... George, you know, I interviewed George Hallis when I was in high school. Did I ever tell you that story?
I met George Hallis back when I was a sports
writer. Well,
hold
on for a second. It's okay. Not always about you.
No.
Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you that off the air. That and Slump Buster. Now, coming up after the great Tom Carco's news, we've got your roving report from this weekend.
Right.
And where did you rove to?
Went down to the American Heart Association Fun Run Walk. And also stopped down at Monument Square for the Monument Mash put on by the Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services.
That's all coming up after the great Tom Carco and the Hour of Power news block in 1 minute.
When Paul Ryan became our congressman, he stepped to the front of the line to offer solutions.